Good morning, yogis. We're going to get started in child's pose, as we usually do. So just bringing yourself down to balasana in any variation that feels good to you today. And we're going to start to bring in our mantra for the month, which is, I bring light, I give light. I bring light, I give light. So as you clear your mind on the mat and you let your body fill with each breath and empty with every exhale, you can just start to bring those words into the body with those breaths. So the inhale is I bring light and the exhale I give light. Just beginning that exchange. We'll reach the fingertips as far forward as possible so that when you inhale, you lift onto the fingertips and just fill the body with more air, create more space. And as you exhale, relax and soften down onto this little piece of rubber. Feel yourself let go. And each time you inhale, we take that a little bit further. So the inhale fills you up more. It might lift your hips up off of your heels. And the exhale softens you and releases even more. I bring light, I give light. And then finally, we take the biggest inhale yet, and we find ourselves coming up to a tabletop position, hands and knees filled with air. And as you exhale, we're just going to drop all the way back down to child's pose, soft and subtle. And this time as you inhale, we're going to head towards a cat pose. So we come up to that same tabletop position, rounding the back. Begin to tuck your chin under. Stay here and take a full exhale out. And then with this inhale, we're just going to lift the chest and drop the ribs down. Maybe lift the gaze up, softening the elbows. And when you're ready to exhale, I give light, pulling the belly in, rounding the back, tucking the chin. We'll just repeat that a few more times. So these are rounds of cat-cow. So the inhale lifts your heart in cow pose, fills you up. And the exhale pushes your belly in, rounds your back and tucks your chin. Accentuating with each one, bringing the mantra in. I bring light, I give light. We start to think about where this mantra even came from, a blend of two old mantras, one in Sanskrit and one in Latin. We'll take the next inhale into your downward facing dog, lift into that upside down V shape. And continuing with the breath, the inhales are going to stand you on your tippy toes, lift up. And then the exhale, bend your knees and really push the air out. I give light. Inhale, stand on your tippy toes. I bring light. And exhale, bend the knees. I give light. One more round. Inhale, tippy toes, straight legs. And exhale, puppy pose. Bend the knees, push the air out, long back. Now from your puppy pose with your knees bent, we're going to spring into our plank position. So with your inhale, lean your chest forward, your shoulders land over your wrists, your legs are now straight, we're in plank pose. And as you exhale, we're going to slowly lower down to the earth. And when you arrive there, we'll take the in-breath, I bring light, lift just the chest, little cobra, and then exhale back down to the floor. I give light. Inhale, cobra, I bring light. Exhale, flat on the ground, I give light. One more time. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, flat. And then we'll come back to our child's pose. So the Sanskrit mantra is soham, soham, and it means I am. And it's relevant when we're setting intentions and resolutions. Because each time we set one of those, we tend to say, I am going to eat more healthily. I am going to go to yoga every day. I am going to cook more meals at home. I am going to brush my hair every night before bed. I am not going to eat cookies at 10 p.m. We'll walk the hands over to the right side in your child's pose. Just breathe into that left side body. And notice where you're at after that little bit of movement, that little bit of breath work. And just those few rounds of our mantra that we've already recited. Where have you landed? And what are your intentions that you have set for this year, for this month, for this week, for this day? How many I am statements are you holding on these shoulders? Walk your hands to the other side of your mat and breathe into the ribs, peeling the hips back. So we recount these I am statements and this Sanskrit mantra, Soham, is there to remind us that the sentence I am is complete as is. These extra words that we attach to the end, they're just decorations. They're just things we add, like earrings or like a candle on your mantelpiece at home, decorations. And they're there to make things more joyful for ourselves. Even if they're restrictive, I won't eat candy. I am not going to eat candy. Sounds miserable, but actually it's there to increase health, right? That's what's underneath that resolution, that intention. So the statement, the I am statement, is actually there to procure more joyfulness. Come back to center, and we're going to rise up to your downward facing dog. Inhale the right leg up to the sky, lift through the toes, reach up. And then as you exhale, just bring your knee into your nose and push the air out. Imagine that same cat shape from earlier, round back, tucked chin. And then inhale the foot back up to the sky, touch the sun, absorb some of the light from the ceiling, from the blue sky, from the yellow sun. And exhale again, knee into your nose, push the air out. And then inhale, rise back up to that sun, absorb a little bit more light, a solar-powered human here. And this time we'll exhale the knee into your nose, ripple forward, lean forward, and we're going to step that foot forward. Anywhere is fine. And bring your back knee to the earth. As you inhale, the arms rise up to the sky, palms face forward, pushing light from those palms. Stretching the ribs forward, the hips forward, and pressing into the top of your back foot to help your knee. Exhale, hands are on the earth. We're going to step the back foot forward and find chair pose, Utkatasana. So two toes touch, the arms rise up to heart center or over the head, and the knees bend deeply, pulling the belly in. We just take a few breaths here. The key word when we're adding things to the I am statement to create more joyfulness is actually not joyfulness. The key word is more. Because as the I am statement Soham tells us, the I am itself is the complete sentence. The additional words at the end of the sentence are just that, additions. They're more. More. Take a breath in and sit down a little deeper in your chair. Go deeper. Add more. Another breath in. I give light. Exhale. And then inhale. I bring light. And exhale. I give light. Forward fold, empty, find a little ragdoll, shake off that last little round. So we take that with us, Soham, I am. And we add in The second of the mantras that builds towards our mantra, which is a Latin verbiage, again very old and traditional. Lumen de lumine. Lumen de lumine. Inhale, halfway lift. Hands on shins. And then exhale, palms are on the mat. We step back to our plank position. And then we're going to inhale, tip everything forward. I bring light. And then exhale, slowly lower down to the earth. I give light. Inhale, cobra, lift the chest. I bring light. And then exhale, child's pose or straight to down dog. I give light. And we're going to inhale the left leg to the ceiling. Reach up towards that sun. Remember, you're a solar-powered being. Absorb the light from above. And then exhale, knee to your nose. Push everything out, round your back. Bring your chin towards your chest gently. And then inhale up to the sky with that foot again, rising through the clouds, up to the stars. And then exhale, knee into your nose again, second time. Push the floor away. And inhale, back up to the stars, reach through the universe, and exhale, knee to your nose, and we'll step that foot forward wherever it can reach, and bring the back knee down to the earth. And we're doing the same thing as we did on the other side. So we inhale, the arms go high, lift up, dragon. And we're pressing the heart forward, revealing our dragon hearts, which we'll get into in a little bit. Pushing the hips forward, reaching the palms face forward, fingers up to the sky. Lumen de lumine means to shed light on light. To shed light on light. Exhale. We're going to find chair pose. So two hands to the earth and then just step that back foot forward. And we'll inhale, the arms rise up or come to heart center. And the knees bend on the exhale, pulling the belly in to protect your spine. And we're just going to pause here again for another five breaths. Inhaling, I bring light. Exhaling, I give light. Just count your breaths and use the mantra. I bring light. I give light. One more time. And then forward fold when you're empty. Ragdoll, shake it all off. So when we've got this idea of bringing, of shining light on what is light, then we look inside to ourselves. Put your right hand down on a block or on the floor directly under your nose with bent knees. And we're going to lift the left arm up to the sky and inhale, reach through those fingertips, straightening out the left leg and really curling open in that twist. And then exhale, ragdoll, fold down. And we'll do the other side. Bring your fingertips under your nose and then inhale, right arm to the sky. Reach up through the palm. And exhale, forward fold. Catch a hold of your feet, your shin bones, or something else, and just give yourself a little pull. Keep the knees bent. So we're stretching out your back here. And we'll combine that Sanskrit term, soham, with the Latin, lumen lumine, in the true fashion of yoga, where everything is connected, bringing two old traditions together, two cultures together, and marrying them. Soham, I am, lumen de lumine, light shining on light. I am light on light. And you can see how our mantra, I bring light, I give light, was born. So we can start to speed up our practice and really mean the words, really embody them and breathe life into them and feel the light emulating from our bodies, from the mat out into the world. So here we go, a big breath in, I bring light. And a massive exhale, I give light. We're gonna roll everything up to standing. As you do so, repeat, I bring light, rise to the ceiling. And then lion's breath, so cactus your arms, palms face the ceiling, a little baby back bend and a giant exhale, I give light. Inhale, zip back up, tall fingers to the sky, I bring light. And again, lion's breath, I give light. Inhale, tall, I bring light. And folding down now, I give light. Inhale, halfway lift, your hands are on your shins. Exhale, step or jump back, chaturanga, the elbows are bent either way. And then up dog, flip your feet, push your heart forward and up, and sink your hips down. Exhale for downward facing dog, rolling over the toes gently. Inhale, tippy toes. Exhale, bend both knees very deeply, puppy pose. And then step, walk, or jump forward. Top of the mat for that half lift. In breath, I bring light. Exhale, fold down, I give light. Inhale, roll back up to standing. Rise up, I bring light. Lion's breath, I give light. Inhale, reach back up, I bring it. Exhale, fold on down, I give it. Inhale, half lift, hands are on shins. Exhale, step or fly back to chaturanga. The elbows are bent in plank, keeping you safe. Up dog, shine the heart. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, the right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your knee this time. Maybe find some circles with the hip. Stretch out your psoas. And then exhale, step the foot to the top of your mat, back knee down for dragons. Inhale, rise up, open that dragon heart filled with light. The dragon's heart is filled with courage and strength and confidence. Exhale, left hand down to the earth, right hand to the ceiling. Take a little twist here. You can always lift the back knee if that feels good. Lean the right arm back, peel open, shine your heart's light, your heart's fire. And then exhale, two hands are on the earth. Step the back foot forward and we'll re-find our chair for one breath. Utkatasana, arms up, seat low. Exhale, forward fold when you're empty. Catch your shins, give them a little pull, stretch your back. And from here, we're going to step your right foot now to the back of the mat, dragon pose. Put the back knee down and lift the arms up. Inhale. Exhale for the twist. Right hand is down, left arm rises. Peel open, shine open. Take a few breaths here. I bring light. I give light. I bring light. I give light. And then from here, two hands are on the earth. Downward facing dog, sliding that front foot all the way back. Hips to the sky. Wag your puppy tail. And we'll take the left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your knee, stack your hip, get a few circles here. Open up. And then exhale, we'll step the foot forward. Anywhere is just fine for our dragon. Inhale, arms rise up, shine that brave, confident, bright heart. And then for the twist, the hand comes to the earth and we take that twist, lean back, reach back. And exhale, two hands are on the earth. We're going to step into chair pose. So the back foot steps forward and we reach the arms up or bring them to heart center and sit down nice and low with the exhale. Shh. Forward fold, catch your shins and pull. And then from here, the left foot now steps to the back of the mat. Lower the back knee down and inhale for dragon. Arms go high, lift. Exhale for the twist. Left hand is down, right arm reaches open, peel open, lean back. Spread that little dragon wing. And then exhale, hands are on the earth, downward facing dog. So we're stepping back, hips go high, and we gently breathe in and out. Going to take a big breath in here. Stand high up on your tippy toes. Lift. As you exhale, bend your knees into puppy pose. Squeeze your belly to your thigh. Stretch your back. Look forward. Step, walk, or float 2 feet to the top of your mat. Chair pose. Inhale the arms up. And then from here, we're just going to take standing. So straighten your legs. Maybe there's a back bend at the top, or maybe a little side stretch, or maybe a twist. Whatever feels good in your heart. And then we fold all the way down. Catch your legs, catch your feet, catch whatever's down there. Give it a little pull. Keep your knees bent and shine the hips high. You might straighten out one leg at a time. And then exhale, release. I'm going to take your right foot and step it to the back of your mat. crescent lunge. So now we keep the toes hooked on the back of your mat and leave the heel lifted. And we're going to inhale, reach your arms up. This is like a runner's lunge. The back leg is straight, the front knee is bent, and you can see your front big toe in front of your front knee. Your hands could reach up towards that sun, or bring them to heart center, or interlace them on your low back and really push your dragon heart forward. We're just going to sip the air here. Inhale, I bring light. Exhale, I give light. One more breath. And now everyone's going to bring their arms behind them, interlaced or fingers shooting towards the back of your mat. And we're going to find warrior three. So lean the heart forward, deepening the lunge, pressing the weight into the front leg, gently inhale the back toes off the floor and lengthen out the standing leg. We're pushing the heart forward. The shoulder blades want to kiss behind your back so your dragon heart can open forward. Brave, confident, strong, shiny, blooming, flying. I'm going to bring that back knee all the way in towards your navel and take your fingertips up to the sky. And we'll take your left hand and put it on the outside of your now lifted thigh, and we'll twist open to your right. Of course, you can catch your foot if your hamstrings are ready for that. Make sure your spine is standing straight up. The moment you begin to bend forward in this shape is the moment you need to bend your knee. Another breath in the twist. Use the mantra. Exhale, we're going to twist all the way back to center, and we're going to take that right foot and thread it to the back of your mat, back into that crescent lunge or runner's lunge. Inhale, arms high up to the sky, and we'll open to warrior two on the exhale. Right arm forward, left arm back. Plant the back heel down on the earth so the back foot is at a 45 degree angle. Soften your shoulders, but ignite your fingertips and take your gaze over that front fingertip. You know where you're going. You know your mantra. You are confident. We're going to take peaceful warrior. So the right arm reaches up towards the sun and the left arm cascades down the back leg. We breathe into the ribs just like we did in child's pose at the start of practice. And then we exhale, two hands to the earth. Then we're gonna step back to your downward facing dog. Inhale, tippy toes. Exhale, bend both knees in puppy pose. And then look forward, step, walk, or float 2 feet to touch at the top of your mat for chair pose. Rise the arms up. And then exhale, sit a little deeper, belly in. Forward fold, shake it off. Now this time we take a halfway lift and we step the left foot to the back of your mat and we find that same crescent lunge. The toes hook, the back leg is strong and straight. Inhale, the arms sweep up to the sky, to your heart, or interlaced on your back to push the chest open. And as you're standing here, you're firming up your base, getting grounded. So you're squeezing your two thighs in towards each other if you are a very flexible being. If you are a strong but not very flexible being, you're just letting your hips drop down to get more of a stretch. Finding the balance between strength and flexibility and understanding the need for both. We're going to find warrior three. So on your next breath in, lean your heart forward, your fingers reach towards the back of your mat, strong arms. And as you push the weight into that front leg, we're going to lift the back toes off the mat with an inhale and begin to straighten the standing leg. Press the heart forward. Float. And we'll bring that back knee in front of your navel, so reaching it forward. And we're going to take your right hand and put it on the outside of your now lifted thigh. twisting open to the left with the exhale. Feeling free to extend that leg out by catching your foot and kicking through the heel, if that sounds like a good idea. And just breathing into the twist with our mantra. I bring light, I give light. Coming back to the center, threading the leg all the way back to the back of the mat. Maintain your balance. Don't be afraid to wobble. Finding that crescent lunge, inhaling the arms, reach up to the stars, and then exhale, open to warrior two, dropping the shoulders down your back, keeping the legs strong, feeling the hips beginning to rotate externally. Fingers are active and your gaze is over that front hand. You know exactly where you're going, even if the picture is not clear. And then we inhale for a peaceful warrior. Front arm reaches up towards the ceiling and the back arm cascades down the back leg, pushing the ribs forward, breathing. I bring light, I give light. Because you are complete and you do have all that light. You are full. Now it's just time to share it. Exhale, two hands down on the earth. And from here, in your downward facing dog, we're going to lower your knees to the earth and find a camel pose. I recommend putting a block between your thighs and squeezing it so you know that your low back is safe because your core is engaged. And then put your hands on your lower back. And as you inhale, push the hips forward with your hands and lift your ribs up to the ceiling. Remember, these back bends are not about bending over backwards. It doesn't matter how much you bend over backwards for others or yourself. It matters that you show up. It matters that you have an open heart. So we inhale, hips forward, ribs up, and we exhale, heart forward. And you feel the wings of your dragon, the shoulder blades touching behind your back as you lift up, inhale. And you push forward, exhale. It's not about bending backwards. It's about lifting and shining your heart forward. It's about sharing. One more breath here, use the mantra. And then on the exhale, we're just going to take a seat on your heels and twist to one side, doesn't matter which. And gently twist to the other side when it feels like it's time. Come back to center. We're going to untuck your feet from underneath you and lengthen the legs out in front of you for a forward fold. So just letting your body get heavy over those legs. We're going to take a yin version of Paschimottasana, or in yin yoga, this is called caterpillar pose. So we're just folding in and seeing if we can notice the effects of the mantra, the effects of the breath work and the practice that we held today. Your feet and knees are soft. Your back is draped over your legs. Your head might rest in your hands or be heavy. And you're just checking in with your whole body. I'm going to start to ignite this shape a little bit. So take it out of the yin version and into more of a vinyasa version. So flex your feet so your toes point directly up at the sky now. You're kicking through your heels and you can feel your thighs have engaged with this action. We're going to inhale the chest up towards the ceiling, rising, sitting up tall. And now you're in an L shape. And without bending your spine, without rounding your back, we're going to push your heart forward towards those toes. Use an exhale and press your shoulder blades, your little dragon wings, backwards. And you can push into your hands next to your hips if that feels good, or you could reach down and grab your legs somewhere, preferably not around the knees. Keep the toes peeling back so you're kicking into your heels and the heart pushing forward, shoulder blades pulling back, maintaining that flat back feeling. And it is a feeling, not a visual, so only you know if you have it. And then exhale to soften up again, release. We're going to inhale to roll all the way back up to seated and find boat pose. So we bend the knees to get started. Your hands could be on your thighs, the floor, or hovering. It doesn't matter. We lift the toes off the earth and we hover in that V shape, that Navasana shape, boat pose. We're going to pull the belly in and squeeze the thighs towards each other. They may not touch, but they're definitely always pushing towards each other, just like in camel. The toes stay nice and active and we lift the ribs up. We push the heart forward and the dragon wings close behind the back. And we just take four more breaths here, saying the mantra in your mind. Last one. Exhale, rolling onto your back, bring your knees into your chest, and you could find happy baby here and rock side to side playfully, massaging your back. Or you could hug your knees into your chest and rock side to side, massaging the hips. Or perhaps you want to cross your legs in shoelace, crossing at the knees and pulling the feet out to the sides of the room. An internal rotation of the hips. Not the first one here today, but definitely a yummy one. If your legs are crossed, switch directions. If not, maybe you straighten out one leg at a time. Just visiting those hamstrings. We didn't do too much work with them today, so be kind. And we're going to head towards our final set of back bends. So releasing your feet to the earth with bent knees, we're going to find bridge pose. So inhale, push into your feet, lift the hips up. And we want the feet to be parallel. So if you're not sure if your feet are parallel, just turn the toes very slightly inwards. Keep pressing the hips up and scoot your shoulder blades underneath you. You might even clasp your hands back there. Another few breaths. And then exhale to slowly melt all the way down, 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 down. Tick-tock your knees left and right, left and right. And we'll come to the second set. So now if you'd like to use your wheel pose, you're very welcome to do so. Otherwise, second set, bridge, plant your 2 feet down and inhale, the hips come high. You scoot your shoulder blades underneath you. You might clasp your hands or even reach for your ankles. Open the heart, shine it up and forward, bloom. Feel that light rippling out of your body. And then exhale, come all the way down, 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 down. Again, knees to the right, gaze to the left. This time we'll hold it there. Staying for as long as it feels good to you before switching sides. There is no rush. And as we begin to slow down, we come back to this idea, soham, I am. The statement that reminds us how complete we really truly are. How whole, how perfect. This immaculate, well-engineered vessel that you're driving every day. The breaths in that lead to the breaths out. Finding Savasana when you're ready. Considering the term lumine de lumine, shining light on light. The simple realization that you are complete, that you are whole, and that all these other things are just decorations. They're not there to create joy. You already have it. They're not there to create light. You already have it. They're there to procure more for you. So when they stop serving you, when they stop creating more, when they start detracting, you cut them loose, you exhale them away, you release them, you let them go. But until then, when you're plentiful, I bring light, I give light. Thank you so much for practicing with me today, yogis, and for showing up for yourself, both on and off the mat. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.